Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about the last shift of the Mayan calendar. On March 9th, we're entering the last of nine major periods of transformation for the Mayan calendar. And all nine of the major periods of transformation end later this year. So find out what to expect and how to work with the new energies. Next Friday on March 11th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to let you know we're in the last 6 days of our pre-order sale for the 2012 Good Timing Guide and Newsletters. So now through next Thursday, March 10th, you can save about 20% on your Good Timing Guide and or newsletters for next year. And it's your pre-order that allows us to print the guides. So we thank you with this special sale once a year. It's the only sale we have for new guides. So now is the time to take advantage of it. By the time you hear me on the radio next Friday, this sale will be over. And in case you're not familiar with the Good Timing Guide, this is a tool that assists you to be more successful and get better results for your important activities. It lets you know when to take important actions and when to wait. And it does that with easy-to-read color codes. Days are not created equal, so make use of the best ones for your important tasks. You can order securely at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide, too, or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And remember, by the time you hear me again next week, the sale will be over, so order now and save. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, today on March 4th, we have a new moon. Now, new moons are times when things begin to get started. And it's actually better to wait a day or two after the new moon to start things, so you can see the moon in the sky at night. So, if possible, wait until Sunday or Monday to start your new projects. Now, what's getting started at the new moon are adjustments in our responsibilities and obligations, especially ones that are related to credit, debts, joint resources, communications, and transportation in our daily jobs. And we also see the beginning of an economic challenge that comes to a head later in the month for the second time. Now, that is Jupiter opposite Saturn, and the first challenge of that cycle peaked in August of 2010. There's a big focus on relationships and joint resources with this new moon, and we also have the Mars sextile Pluto cycle peaking today. And if you use that energy to transform your motivations for the actions you take, then you'll be planting seeds for major new relationships and new joint resources to become available to you in the next 6 months. Now, Mars sextile Pluto reminds us that taking the right action for the wrong motivation or reason leads to the wrong results. So this is an opportunity to reconsider your motivations for the actions you take and ensure you're taking them for a positive reason. Remember to never take an action out of fear, because otherwise that action will lead to attracting whatever you fear. Now, this new moon also shows continued international power issues as well as continued challenges with tax-exempt bonds and the stock markets. So it looks like we've seen the top of the stock market for a while. And I hope you took my previous advice and bought gold instead. Of course, if you have oil and natural gas stocks, that should be fine. Next, there's still a party going on in the sign of Pisces. The Sun, Mercury, Mars, and Chiron are all together in the early degrees of Pisces. Now, this sign isn't so good for Mercury, since it's so, and especially since it's so close to the Sun. It generally means that we're not seeing something, just like we can't see the planet Mercury when it's so close to the Sun. don't overlook details or take them at face value. If you don't look beneath the surface, you're likely to miss some important details. Now, earlier this month on February 8th, Chiron moved back into the sign of Pisces to stay through February 17th of 2019. That's a long time. Chiron in Pisces is associated with wounds to the oceans, such as the major oil disaster we had last year. And while Chiron was in Pisces for the first time, that was a huge, huge issue. Now, this time, we hope we find some ways to heal the oceans and the damage that we've done to them. Chiron in Pisces is also associated with psychic, emotional, and spiritual wounds, and of course, healing those wounds too. Now, with the Sun, Mercury, and Mars also in Pisces with Chiron, we could experience either new wounds or situations that reopen old wounds. And if this occurs, then look for ways to release or heal those wounds. We have several tools that release emotional wounds permanently, such as emotional freedom and healing releases, emotional freedom technique, or rapid eye movement techniques. And all these tools release the issue out of the physical and emotional body, so it's permanent. Check with me if you need some help on finding people who do that. Now, next, we're still in the midst of a major cycle, Jupiter square Pluto. And that cycle is related to power issues and challenges with too much debt. Now, that's especially true for government and municipality debt issues. So if you own tax-exempt bonds, get rid of them. Those bonds are in the process of being derated by Moody's, and they'll continue going down as state and local governments are required to pay higher interest rates due to their too high debt and their bankrupt pension plans. So we can't spend our way out of debt. At some point, we have to pay the piper, and it's going to be a problem. Okay, now this cycle of Jupiter square Pluto is also associated with power issues, especially power issues related to political freedom. Now this is what we're watching in the Middle East, and this will get even stronger on March 11th, next Friday, when Uranus enters the sign of Aries again. And then we'll have both Uranus and Jupiter square Pluto, and that will intensify the urge for political freedom. Now remember that Jupiter in Aries has no fear, and this is why you're seeing people out in the street when their governments are shooting at them. The Financial Times quoted a Libyan resident who said, "We're not afraid anymore. Death is going to come anyway. It will come in the road or it will come in the bed. Enough is enough." And now that certainly expresses Jupiter in Aries in a very clear way. We'll have Jupiter in Aries through early June, and I'll discuss Uranus in Aries a little more in the next few shows. Now, next Wednesday, March 9th, we start the final leg of the Mayan calendar. And I'll discuss this more in a bit, but for now, this period, which lasts through October 28th of 2011, will focus on creating unity consciousness. We'll also see a major acceleration by a factor of 20 times during this period. So many changes are afoot. Buckle up and go with the flow. I'll discuss this last shift of the Mayan calendar in a few minutes. Now, following that, just 2 days later, on March 11th, Uranus moves into the sign of Aries, and the revolution resumes. Uranus stays in Aries until early 2019, so it will be with us for quite a while. Uranus represents the change maker, and he's not necessarily a gracious change maker either. His archetype is that of a radical, an activist, an off-world alien, a foreigner, someone very unusual. And as soon as he gets back into Aries where he was last summer, then the cycle of Uranus square Pluto will be back in range. These are similar to the revolutionary energies we had in the mid-1960s, in a more intense way. The last time we had Uranus in Aries was between January 1928 and March 1935, and notice that we were having very challenging economic times back then as well. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide this week, your tip is this. Next week has some good days for new starts, especially March 6th, 7th, 9th, and 10th. Make good use of these days as they're the best ones we have until early May. If you cannot get your new start started by the 10th, you might be able to use March 13th or 14th. After that, we'll be into blue communications when mistakes occur. And after that, we'll be followed by Mercury retrograde. So plan ahead and make good use of these dates next week. That's March 6th, 7th, 9th, and 10th. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can go sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio, so you don't need to take notes. To receive this, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link in a box at the top right of the homepage. That's askmadeline.com. And it's free, so get signed up today. Okay, now beginning March 9th, 2011, we'll experience the fastest year in the history of civilization. When I come back from this short break, I'll talk about the last shift of the Mayan calendar and its impact on the transformation of consciousness. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
It's time to get your glow on at the Northwest Women's Show, a show that's all about you. 400 exhibits, 4 entertainment stages, fascinating seminars, and best of all, shopping, shopping, shopping. New this year is the Glow Experience. 5 fun and easy steps to help you make the most of your time at the show. Meet Terry Haas from HGTV's Design to Sell. Polly Klein, famous animal communicator. Dance diva Chris Linares, who will help you unleash all the power you need to dance your own dance. Plus fun and trendy fashion shows from JCPenney, favorite authors Anne and Leslie Rule. And they're back! Seattle's hottest firefighters. Bring your mom, your daughter, your sister, your friends. The Northwest Women's Show, sponsored by Drugstore.com, American Family Insurance, BECU, Como TV, Beauty.com, and Green Smoke. It's electric. Get your glow on at Questfield Event Center March 4th through 6th. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to nwwomenshow.com.
Imagine you in control of your health in the most natural, safest, purest, and effective way with doTERRA essential oils. They are highly concentrated extracts from plants and are as much as 50 to 70 times more powerful than herbs. They can be used internally, topically, and aromatically to support any health and wellness concerns. Find us at the Northwest Women's Show this weekend. Come sample the oils and experience them. Call us at 206-661-5541 or visit doTERRANorthwest.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about the last shift of the Mayan calendar, and we're about to have the fastest year in the history of civilization while we make some much-needed changes to our consciousness. The Mayan calendar consists of 9 major periods that are associated with the transformation of consciousness. These periods are known as underworlds in the Mayan calendar, and they've been going on since the beginning of time, meaning since the Big Bang. Now, each of these nine major periods accelerates by a factor of 20. So the first one took billions of years, but the last one will take only 234 days. Essentially, each succeeding period is 20 times faster than the previous one. Now, at the moment, we're in the eighth period, known as the Galactic Underworld. This entire period is only a little more than 12 years long, and it began in January 1999. The previous planetary period, which ended in January 1999, was 254 years long. So when this eighth period is over next Tuesday, we'll have accomplished the same amount of transformation in these 12-plus years as we did in the previous 254 years. Now, on March 9th, according to Carl Kalman, we'll begin the final transformation period known as the Universal Underworld. This period lasts for only 234 days through October 28th of 2011. Now, during these short months, we'll accomplish the same amount of transformation we've experienced in the past 12-plus years. So notice the exponential nature of this accelerated change. Now, each underworld is divided into 13 sub-periods known as 7 days and 6 nights. The day periods are when we have active major changes. The night periods are designed to integrate the changes we just had during the day periods. Now, during this eighth underworld that we've been in for a little more than 12 years, each of these periods lasted just under a year. Now, each period will last 18 days. Get the picture? Things are speeding up. Back when I was a kid and we were still in the planetary period, we had 19 and a half years to make changes, and then another 19 and a half years to integrate them. Just think of how long it took us to process President Kennedy's death. Years and years. Now we'll have 18 days to process the changes that occur this year. Now, do you see why the Middle East situation is moving so fast? Everything is accelerating. This brief period is designed to lead us into unity consciousness, a level of consciousness that respects all life on Earth. It's not about everyone becoming the same. It's about accepting and respecting our differences and understanding how we're all related to each other. Now, during this final period, we'll learn to see others as part of us. That will include other animals as well as humans, and hopefully any extraterrestrials that live among us as well. We'll understand that we aren't separate from others. Instead, we'll learn that all of us are part of the same divine energy that created this universe. As all of these shifts occur, we'll see changes in the way we run our businesses and our governments. We'll not only learn to accept and respect our differences, we'll learn to appreciate and utilize them. So just ask yourself, what kind of choices would businesses make if they respected all life, not just their pocketbooks? In unity consciousness, we certainly wouldn't make choices that caused the loss of health and well-being for any of us, just so we could make a dollar. That's where unity consciousness is taking us. We'll also learn to tune into our intuition and combine using that with our rational thought processes. We'll learn how to make better and faster decisions this way. Do you know that scientists have already determined that our guts know the right solution to a situation well before our minds do? We'll learn to tune into this information and utilize it because we won't have time to go off and do a lot of research. Things will be moving too fast. We'll learn how to make better and faster decisions by checking into our guts. And this brings me to a metaphor I'd like to share with you. Do you already feel like you're spinning faster and faster and having a hard time keeping up? If so, I hope this metaphor will be helpful to you. Just imagine that you're a gyroscope. Do you know what they look like? They spin like a top, and the faster they spin, the more stable they become. That's how you want to see yourself handling this increased acceleration. You want to make like a gyroscope and become more stable as the pace increases. Now, just what will allow you to spin that fast? First of all, you must trust yourself and the universe. You need to trust what's in your heart so you can use that information to make high-integrity decisions. Whenever you fail to do that, your gyroscope will be broken and you won't be able to tap into your intuition. So after you check in with your guts, be sure to check in with your heart, too. You also need to trust the universe. and the trust that the universe is always there to help you. And if you don't trust the universe to support your efforts, you'll literally be telling the universe to thwart your intentions. That's not the path that will make it easier for you to handle this accelerated pace. In fact, it's very important to be willing to go with the flow, to literally trust that the universe is assisting your path every day and even opening doors for you. If you can see that happening every day, you'll do a lot towards handling this acceleration. Now start noticing how often you think or talk about something you want to do, and then it shows up that day or the next week. Things are happening quickly now, and if you trust the universe to bring things to you easily, it will. And if you resist by trying to make everything happen yourself, your energy will be telling the universe to send you more and more frustration as you try to keep up with the higher speed. So unity consciousness will also change our relationship with others and how we use power. Instead of trying to make others believe and act the way we do, we'll learn to see others as representing a part of ourselves that we haven't yet acknowledged or understood. Relationships with others will be less about making others look like ourselves and more about learning tolerance, understanding, and acceptance. We'll learn to listen to the wisdom of others, even in our children. And with any luck at all, we'll also become acquainted with our galactic brothers and sisters and their ET technologies during this period. But watch for these mini shifts now through October 2011. Now, the Mayan calendar is literally like a set of steps leading to higher consciousness. Each of the nine underworlds or periods of transformation continues its development as the next phase or period proceeds. So essentially, all nine of the periods of transformation end at the same time, at the end of the Mayan calendar. This is truly an extraordinary period that we're living in. Carl Kalman, who wrote the book The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, says that the calendar will end this year on October 28, 2011. Now, that's because, according to the Mayan calendar, we will have reached a particular Mayan date that would be considered the completion date. Now, it's also important to understand that the Mayan calendar does not suggest the end of the world. Essentially, the reason the Mayan calendar ends is because the Mayans could not see beyond that date. Something so big and so different was occurring that tracking time became irrelevant. It's possible that changing to unity consciousness will create 1,000 years of peace, as predicted. Or perhaps the Earth will shift to a higher dimension, where time would be different or possibly even irrelevant. Whatever the reason, it's important to realize that the end of this calendar indicates an amazing set of changes in how we will live and work. And here we are with a front row seat. Now, as we get to the end of the Mayan calendar, our global economy will also undergo a major change. We'll move from the West being dominant in the world economy to the East being dominant instead. And we're already seeing this with China owning very large percentages of our treasury bonds, stocks, and facilities in the USA. We'll see this growing dominance in the world economy continue shifting to the East. Now, in addition to all of this, 2 days later on March 11th, the planet Uranus moves into the sign of Aries, and this will bring huge changes as well, and I'll talk about this more in the weeks to come. In summary, though, we're in for a year of major acceleration, very fast changes, and particularly major shifts in our consciousness. So be smart. Go with the flow. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. To keep your prosperity high during all these changes, remember to make like a gyroscope. Use your intuition and check in with your heart in order to make decisions fast and effective enough to handle the increased pace. Also, remember to trust yourself and the universe in order to do this. Listen to your messages from the universe and act on them. Forget second-guessing yourself. Tap into your internal wisdom and use it. Now, next Friday on March 11th, after I talk about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. So tune in again next Friday. And also, remember to stay tuned for Maureen St. Germain with Heaven Sent with Maureen. Now, Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to pre-order your 2012 Good Timing Guide and newsletters while they're on sale. Remember, they're on sale for 20% off now through next Thursday, March 10th. There's only 6 days left to pre-order at sale prices. Or call us toll-free to arrange a consultation or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. Again, that number is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing. And is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staub is just that person. An experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staub can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com.